I'd like to say it's good to be here tonight.
Amen.
Thank God for what I feel in my heart.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you ain't got that right there, it's a good place to start. Right there on that altar. I got a few verses here I need to read. Here in the book of Obadiah. Let the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, that thou dwellest in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? I tell you who bring you to the ground. That'd be the God Almighty. Over here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, shall the flesh shall reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. You know, there's a lot of devices in this world that deceive people daily, every day. My question for you, what is your device of deceivement? You know, there's things every day, you know, gets in the way of the doing things for God.
Amen.
Not only me, I mean everybody, I'm sure it's everybody.
Amen.
Even down to the church.
Yep.
I was deceived for years. I about lost everything. I about lost it all. And I thank God he had mercy on me.
Amen.
Had mercy on my life. You know, I was 28 years old when I got saved.
Amen.
And you know, you young kids here, if you was here by invitation, or somebody brought you here, I guarantee you they love you, they want to see you saved.
Amen.
I guarantee that.
Amen.
Thankful for each and every one who's come here.
Yes.
Thankful what I feel in my heart.
Amen.
That's all I got, brother.
Amen. Amen. Amen.